or the tape, fixed tight across the mouth of the only mother figure Alice had ever known. That sharp tongue would never scold Alice again. She would never again have to hear her grandmother's disappointment. Instead, it excited and scared her in equal measure. She and David had talked about this day for so long, it hardly seemed real now that they were carrying out their plan. The plan that would free them. Free them from judgment. Mary Connor whimpered. Her back was pressed hard against the range, which was still warm from Christmas lunch. The 75-year-old's body slumped forward against the leg of the long pine farmhouse table. Alice smiled. Her grandfather's drying blood cracked on her cheek. She ran her fingers through her long, mousy hair, peppered crimson from the cast-off spray each time the hammer had connected with Peter Connor's skull. Mary Connor stared up from the floor, her hands still bound behind her, her jaw visibly broken and hanging. Her huge brown eyes begged David for mercy, then stretched wide open before the hammer was struck for the last time with a blood-curdling crunch across her skull. Then came the silence. The only sound, barely audible, was that of David's gasps as he began to catch his breath after the exertion of the attack. It had taken them just 20 minutes to achieve their goal. They would tell police they found them dead, suggest it was a robbery gone wrong. The Connors were a wealthy couple. Make it look like burglars had been looking for something. Jewellery, money, antiques. The place was full of expensive items. It wouldn't be difficult to convince people the Connors were a good target. Alice stared at David, who, at 19, was 5 years older than her. He didn't appear fazed by what they had just done. He sniffed, then wiped the back of his bloody hand across his cheek, smearing a cherry red trail over his skin. Alice glanced from the corner of her eye to where her grandfather's lifeless body lay, his face spattered with his own blood. Her heart raced. Butterflies danced in her stomach, the way they did when David kissed her. She allowed her head to turn and stare, her eyes to drift beyond the motionless figure to the bloody footprints they had tracked all over her grandmother's immaculate wood floor. Mary Connor would not be pleased at the state of it. But it didn't have to come to this. Sure, David was a bit older than Alice, but they were in love. He might be a bit rough around the edges, but he truly cared for her. She'd pleaded when the couple had tried to stop her from seeing him. They never understood. And now they would never have to.
Toss me that towel.
David's words pulled Alice out of her trance. She loved him.
What? Yes, sure.
She reached out to retrieve the faded blue hand towel from the back of the kitchen door, the one laid aside for drying the family's 3-year-old black cocker spaniel.
Where's Daisy?
Alice tossed him the towel, then panicked and spun around in a circle when she couldn't see her. She exhaled in relief when she eventually spotted the dog scratching at the back door to come inside.
There you are.
As soon as Alice opened the door, Daisy shot inside and began barking.
Shut her up! David roared. The neighbours will hear her!
Alice reached for her dog, but Daisy's lips snapped back and she growled, then sunk her teeth into David's shin.
Daisy!
Alice tried to scold her.
Ah! Get off me, you little!
He raised the hammer until Alice slammed her shoulder into him and got between them before he could smash it over the young dog's head.
What are you doing?
No! Alice screamed. She's just trying to...